The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parsha's Balei Sichor. In this week's Parsha, and in the last two Parshas, in Parshas Nosoi and in Parshas Bamidbar, there has been a number of times certain laws of the Torah which are dependent on ages of people. For example, by us, in this week's Parsha, it states, Zeis asher alvim b'ben chomesh ve'esrim shono v'malo. This is in Pasuk Chof Dalet, that when the Levim are 25 years old, then they should be set aside to work, to do the Avodas HaKodesh, to work in the Mishkan, in the sanctuary. And they do this until 50 years old. And then no longer. And in the previous parashas we had that they were counted from 20 years old. 20 years old was the time for counting and the time also to be counted amongst those who served in the army. What I would like to do this evening is study a Mishnah in the Masechta Ovis, which deals with all of the various ages, age periods of the person, of the individual. And we've gone through this before on the Shurim given Shabbos by the Barucho. I don't think we've ever gone through this on the Wednesday night shiur. In the Mishnah Masechta Ovis, near the end of Perek Chamishi, Shmuel HaKotan said, Ben Chomei Shonim LaMikra, when a person is 5 years old, he's ready to learn Mikra. Mikra is what is Chumash. Ben Eser LaMishnah, when he's 10 years old, he's ready to learn Mishnah. Ben Shleish Esrei LaMitzvus, when he's 13 years old, then is the time for him to assume Mitzvus. Ben Chomesh Esrei LeTalmud, 18, he's ready to study Talmud. This is what we refer to as the Gemara. Ben Shmein Esrei LeChupa, when he's 18, when he was 15, he's ready to study, start Talmud. Ben Shmein Esrei LeChupa, when he's 18, that's the time, the beginning of the time, for him to start looking for a wife for marriage. Ben Esrim Lirdeif, when he's 20, that's the time of pursuit. Ben Shleishim Lakeach, 30 is the time of strength. Arboim Labina, 40 is the time of Bina. This is a certain type of wisdom which is referred to as Bina. Ben Chamishim La'etzo, 50 he comes to another type of wisdom which is referred to as Eitzo. Many times we call this counsel. Ben Shishim Lazikna, 60 years old, he comes to another type of wisdom which is referred to as Zikna. Ben Shivim L'Seva, 70 years old, he comes to what is called Seva. Seva, we'll explain more when we get there, it's a fullness. Ben Shmeinim L'Gvures, 80 years old, he comes to a stage which is known as Gvures, strength. Ben Tishim L'Suach, at 90 he becomes bent over. Ben Meyok, ki ilomeis v'ovar botl min ailam. And when he's 100, it's as if he has died and he has already left this world. Now the Maral Miprag has a very wonderful commentary on this Mishnah, which we'll be drawing from this evening. Firstly, why do we find, we find from this Mishnah that the lifespan of the human being is 100 years. Until then, he can be very, very productive going from stage to stage. Even though it states Shivim Shonim is Chai Odom, Chai Enosh, that the person's life is 70. That's the normal average amount. But if the person has Chuyus, he has merits, he can live longer. But to 100. After that, it states as if he's not in the world anymore. Now, why do we find the lifespan of a person 100 years? Brings in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufa Ben Aleph, compares man to the Mishkan, to the sanctuary. It states that the height of Odom HaRishon, of the first man, was Mino Oretz HaShemayim, from the earth all the way up to the heavens. He was created with a gigantic physique. After the hate, the Aveda of eating from the fruit that they weren't, that they were forbidden to do so, Miato HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down his height, but he kept it at 100 amos. 100 amos, that's approximately 200 feet. So still, he was still very, very, very tall. And why 100 amos? The Gemara says, Kahechel, like the Hechel, like the sanctuary, the inner part of the sanctuary, which was 100 amos high. And we have another Gemara that compares man to the Beis HaMikdash. This is a Gemara in Brochas Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph, which states that Kol mi sheyesh le das ki ilu nivne Beis HaMikdash biyomav. A person who perfects himself with the das, with the knowledge of the Torah, it's as if he is building the Beis HaMikdash in his day. Now, why is this? Because the Beis HaMikdash and man have something very common to each other, very similar. The Beis HaMikdash is something which is made from physical elements, Eitzim Avonim, wood and stone. Yet, it was given a Kedusha. It was given a sanctity which separated it from every other inanimate object in the world. Elevated. And so was man. Man also is made mina hadama, from earth, from physical material. But he was given a kedusha, a sanctity. He was given a neshama, a soul, tzelem elikim, image of Hashem. And this separated him and elevated him, mikol hanivroim, from all of the creations. So they're very similar. They have a physical frame, but they were given a power of a spiritual power from another world, which elevates them. And this is why they are similar to each other. And this is why it states, they call me Sheish Bodas, Ki Lunim, that someone who perfects himself, if he doesn't perfect himself, then he's like the physical elements, he's like the earth that he's made from. He's not elevated higher than any of the other creations. But if he perfects himself with the Das Hashem, the knowledge of the Torah, the knowledge of Hashem, then he is building the Beis HaMikdash, Kilu Bona Beis HaMikdash Biyomath. Because he himself is a Beis HaMikdash. He himself is a sanctuary. He himself is a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give of his own Kedusha to him, just like he imparted from his own Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, in the sanctuary. And this is why they are similar. And this is a little indication to us of the 100-year lifespan that he has, because we see when HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed to build the Beis HaMikdash, it was to be 100 amos high. Now, man grows. He's always growing. The fact is, every living thing grows. The man, with his complex life of a physical and spiritual synthesis, is constantly growing physically and spiritually. And if he grows, then he comes to different stages in his life all of the time. Unfortunately, we find people that don't grow. That's because they choose not to grow. But man has the power. He was imbued with the power to where he's a chai. He's alive. And he can constantly grow all through the years of his life. And through each period of his life, he comes to different stages and to higher stages that he was not able to come to before. Now, the first three stages which are brought here, well, the first two and the fourth, is when he's 5 years old, he's ready to start learning Mikra, Chumash, 10 years old, Mishnah, and then when he's 15, the Talmud, the Gemara. We find that there are three types of chokhmos, three types of wisdoms. This is referred to as chokhma, bina, v'das. Chokhma, bina, and das. In these three types of wisdom, chokhma is the yediyas hadover, knowing something. And that is the wisdom of the chumash. When someone learns chumash, Mikra, the Teilei Shebiktav, which is the Chumash and the Tanakh, the Neviim and the Ksuvim, this is Yediyas Hadover, knowing something. And he learns what is called Chokhma. English, we usually call this wisdom, but the English translation is not always so technically exact. Then we come to another wisdom, which is known as Das. What is Das? Das is a yediyah brura, to know something exactly what it is, in order to be mavdil, in order to distinguish bein dover ledover, between one thing and another. When we know something vaguely, so then we cannot distinguish between one and the other. It's all lumped together. But when we know something with clarity, with exactness, then we're capable, lehavdil, bein dover ledover, to distinguish between A, B, C, D, and E. This is Das. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachos that in the Shemini Esrei, on Mitzvah Shabbos, Saturday night, so we insert a certain tefillah, a certain prayer, which is the Havdalah, which tells about that Shabbos has gone away and now it's the week, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. He has separated between Kodesh L'chol. So the Gemara, where do we insert that? That's in the Brocha Birchas Chenin Hadas. It's in the Brocha of Das. More or less, why do we insert it there? Because im ein Das Havdalah minayin. Because it takes the power of Das in order to distinguish. So to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu from distinguishing between a weekday and a Shabbos, a person has to have this power of Das. And therefore we do it in that Brocha where we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Das. So this is Das, and this is what the Mishnah is. The Mishnah sets down with a clear order all of the halachas, all of the laws of the Teilei Shebiktav, the written law and the oral law, all of the laws, and clearly sets each one separate one from another. So this is the level of Das. And then we have Bino. Bina, the Gemara tells us, is lahovin dover mitech dover. To draw one thing out from a second. In English, we would probably call this to analyze, to examine and to analyze, to expound, to build, to develop. This is what Bina is. Lahovin dover mitech dover. This is what the Gemara is. Gemara, the Chazal referred to as the Pilpul HaTalmud. Pilpul HaTalmud was the Shakli V'Talya, the debate, the very strong debate of the Talmud, where they took each law of the Mishnah and they debated it. They discussed it and they developed it and they analyzed it until they were able to be Meitzi Dover Mitech Dover, until they were able to bring out one wisdom from another wisdom. This is what is called Talmud. See, Talmud is the pilpul in order to go into the depths and analyze the Mishnah. And that's what we refer to as Gemara. So these are your three levels of wisdom related to Mikra, Chumash, Mishnah, and Talmud. When a child grows up, he reaches a stage where he can start to study this, because he reaches a stage where his mind starts to develop, where he can understand this. He reaches the beginning stages, not the fulfillment of the stages, but the beginning. Therefore it states, Ben Chomesh Lemikra, when he's 5 years old, That's the time to start teaching him Mikra, because he can start grasping information. Ben Esser le Mishnah. When he reaches 10 years old, that was the first was Chochmah, but when he reaches 10 years old, now he comes to where his mind can start grasping the level of Das, to distinguish between one thing and another clearly, and therefore it's time to start teaching the Mishnah. And when he's 15 years old, now his mind can start grasping at the level of Bino, where he can be Meitzi Dover Vitechdov, develop and analyze and bring out one wisdom from another. Therefore, it's the time to start Talmud with him, Gemara. Now, in general, in this Mishnah, almost all of the stages cover 10-year periods. From here we see, you know, we have what we call a decade. Sometimes we wonder that a decade, is it, does it actually mean something, a new decade? Or is it merely, or it means nothing? See, it's not a milestone. Why should it be a milestone? It just happens to be just like 1 year or 2 years, so it's 10 years. From this Mishnah we see a decade means something. A decade has special significance. It is a milestone. Because the whole Mishnah, with just a few exceptions, goes in accordance to periods of 10 years. Which means that a 10-year cycle covers an entire era in the growth of a human being. From 20 to 30 years old, he's in one period. From 30 to 40 in another period. From 40 to 50 in another period. That's an entire cycle of growth. So a decade, 10 years, a 10-year period has special significance. If that's the case, then we can ask the question here. Here when we're speaking about the child, 5 years old he starts learning Chumash, 10 years old he starts learning Mishnah, and 15 years old he starts learning Talmud. Here we're cutting it in fives. The answer is because here by the child he's not going through an entire cycle. We're not saying that he has mastered the wisdom. He has mastered the Chochmah, he has mastered the Bino, he has mastered the Das. We're saying he's merely coming to the beginning stages of it where you can start teaching him. That's why these cycles are cut into half periods or less. The Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, second Perek, and also in Ksubas and Daf Nun, the Gemara says that until a child is 6 or 7 years old, you're not supposed to accept him in school, because he's not ready yet. So the question is asked here, we see when he's 5 years old, he's ready to learn Chumash. So the answer the Maral gives, which is the answer of many Rishonim, is he's not ready for school until he's 6, if he's a healthy child, a child 6 years old. If he's still a little frail, he should wait a little longer. He's not ready for school yet. Because in school, he is forced to learn. You come into a classroom, you can't say that today I feel like learning and tomorrow I don't feel like learning. Or you can't say now I feel like learning and now I feel like playing. Or you cannot say now I feel like learning this and today I feel like learning something else. So you're machriach. A child comes into school, so he is forced to conform. He's forced to do what the teacher wants to do. And everybody, one must do it. And Sofalei Keturah, the Gemara says, that you have to feed him. You have to feed him like an ox, just like you were feeding an ox to fatten him up for the market. That's how you must teach a child Torah. See, you must feed him and feed him and feed him. For that he's not ready until he's 6 years old, or even by some children 7 years old. You must not send him earlier. Here where it states Ben Chomesh Lemikra is not speaking about the Gemara, they were speaking about the Cheder, the school. Here we're not speaking about sending him to school. We're speaking about when his mind is starting to get ready to learn. The father or the mother teaches him at home. When the father or mother teaches him at home, so that's a different story. You teach him when he wants to learn. After a while he said, I've learned enough, I want to go out and play. So
That's a different story. This is very important. In general, for the Mishnah, we see that, it's like Shlomo HaMelech said, that there's a time for everything. And things must be done in its proper time. Just like a farmer knows that you have to be Chedesh B'Shas Charisho, and Zereh B'Shas Zriya, and Ketzer B'Shas Ktsira. You have to plow in the time when it's plowing time. You have to seed in the time of seeding. You have to cut in the time of cutting time. If you plow when it's not the plowing time, or if you seed when it's not the seeding time, you will not have success. So is it very important with the human being. And therefore, when it comes to teaching a child, or even an individual like we'll see later on, when he learns, it must be done in the proper time. And not before. Today there are many, many people that like to, they want to make geniuses out of their children. Intellectual giants. So 2 years old, or 3 years old, or 4 years old, they're already rushing them. 4 years old, they're pushing them into school. Then there's all type of learning problems that develop later on. And they take them for psychological analysis or educational analysis or whatever it might be. Finally catches up when he's 7, 8, 9 years old. And the reports come that he started a little too early. He wasn't ready for it. So he started early. Meanwhile, when everyone was getting the fundamentals, he was not. And when he was ready for the fundamentals, they weren't teaching them anymore because they've already taught them. So he lacks the fundamentals throughout his whole school career. And finally crashes on them. This is a very, very common problem. Today, alhamdulillah, in the secular world, they're recognizing this more and more than before. And this parent must realize this. Child, he will go at his own speed. And he must be taught very carefully. The same thing when it comes to when he's ready for Chumash, when he's ready for Mishnah, and when he's ready for Gemara. There are many cases today where young children who should be learning Chumash, they're teaching them Gemara. And it's going against the nature and the grain of the child. It's too much for him. It's purple. See? And he's not ready for that yet. He's not ready to be meitzi dover miteich dover, to analyze, to develop. He's hardly ready to distinguish it. And they're pushing Gemara on him. Here, a lot of damage can come from all of this. So one must be very careful to listen to the Chazal as much as possible. Then it states Ben Yud Gimel the Mitzvah. When he's 13 years old, he's ready for mitzvahs. Why is this? Actually, the question is always asked. Yud Gimel is a famous time for us. It's the time of bar mitzvahs. And bar mitzvahs, you take a young boy and all of a sudden he's obligated in mitzvahs. Why? What does Yud Gimel have to do with it? The answer is that when a person reaches 13 years old, he comes into the beginning of his physical maturity. That's the time of puberty. And he comes into the beginning of his physical maturity. And then, this is a simon, this is a sign that he is an ish. Today he begins to become an ish, a man. Now the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not like a lot of people like to think, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs because they're nice things to do. And if we do them, we'll get reward. And we can choose to do them when we want to, or at our convenience. And those mitzvahs that we like to do, we do. And those mitzvahs we don't like to do, we won't do. This is not so. Mitzvah means mitzvah. The word mitzvah is a tzivui. A tzivui is a command. A command you do not have the option to do or not to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tzivui, it was a command we must do. The Gemara says the Torah, mitzvahs la'ol nitna. Mitzvah was given as a yoke. It's a heavy, heavy burden of 613 mitzvahs. No one should ever think it's a light burden. It is true they are wonderful things. It's true that we make a brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu many, many times every day for giving us the Torah, giving us the mitzvahs. it's true that through this we will be zeicher to a life not on this world and in the next world, and reward which is unending. But nevertheless, it's a tzibui, a mitzvah. And a mitzvah is la'ol nitno, a heavy yoke of commands that one has to do. Not that he does at his convenience, that one is obligated to give his life up. This is why Torah and mitzvahs has remained by Jews for so many thousands of years in the face of all adversaries. There's not a generation that the nations have not stood up to try to wipe us out, to try to annihilate us, to try to annihilate the Torah, and yet they were never successful. Why? Because a Jew knew that mitzvahs he had to give his life out, which he actually did. So these are mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are from the greatest and heaviest discipline that is given to a man. The fact is, all of the world were given mitzvahs. But the other nations were given seven mitzvahs. They also were given mitzvahs. Not like you see today, that they can come together and they can have a conference and they can decide what they want to do and what they don't want to do. They determine, no, the world was given mitzvahs, which they have to do. Mitzvahs, especially the yoke of 613, that only a man can accept. This is something that is beyond the scope of a child. That's why by a child, the Chachomim said you should be machanech him in mitzvahs. You should start training him with mitzvahs when he's a child. In order when he's 13 years old, all of a sudden, one day, 613 mitzvahs do not drop on him that he knows nothing about. You're supposed to start to train him, little by little. Incidentally, the mitzvah of teaching him Torah, that's a mitzvah minat Torah. The mitzvah of training him in practical mitzvahs, that's not minat Torah. See, that the Chachomim counseled us on. You're supposed to train him little by little. So at 13 already, he already knows all of the mitzvahs and he's accustomed to them. But that training has to be in an easy way. Loshon Rach. A soft way, an easy way. That sometimes he does it, sometimes he doesn't do it. Light way, shortcuts and so forth and so on. Because someone who's not a man is not capable of carrying such disciplines. Doesn't have the self-discipline and the self-control and the shoulders to carry such a yoke. But when he's 13 and now he starts to reach the beginning of physical maturity, and he's reached what is known as an Isha man, now he's capable. Therefore, you give him the mitzvahs. When he's 13 years old, he becomes obligated in the mitzvahs of the Torah. The next stage is Yud Ches Lechupa. Shmein Esra Lechupa is 18 years old. He's ready for the chuppah. Now, what is 18 represent? 18 represents an additional maturity, physical maturity. Generally, when a person reaches 18, he has stopped growing upwards. He usually reaches his full height by 18 years old. So this is a sign that 18, he has reached now a fulfillment in his physical maturity, in his physical growth. It started at 13, this fulfillment, and it comes to 18. Actually, the Gemara brings that this man hachupa is not necessarily 18, it begins 18, but it brings from 18 to 20. And this also means that the physical maturity and totality by a person usually comes at about 18 to 20. What is this a sign of then? So this is a sign that now he's a total ish. So he's a total man. Not he started to become, but he's a total man. Because we see his physical growth now has reached a high point. So he's a total man now. If he's a total man, then it's time for him to seek a wife. Because the Gemara brings that a wife is an additional hashlama, an additional fulfillment in totality to him. It states the Gemara brings in Yevamos and Samav Beis Amud Beis that man was not called Adam until he married a woman. It states in the Torah, Zochav and Akev of Borim, Vayikra Eshmom Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu only called man Adam after he gave him Chava. In other words, together they're called Adam. So this is an additional fulfillment that comes to him. But he's not ready for that until he has his own fulfillment first. So first he has to reach the age of 18, where he's reached now a total growth, and now he starts to seek a wife for an additional fulfillment. So therefore, Yud Ches Lechupa, that starts the time of seeking a wife. Next stage is Ben Chof Lirdeif. When he's 20, he's ready for pursuit. What does this mean? At 20 years old, by that time, he has reached total physical development. When he reaches total physical development, now his individuality, the individuality of the person, starts to become stronger. All during the time that he was going through this growth process, you see, he had not reached this maturity yet. So the particular individuality that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave to man was not perfected yet. But once he reaches his total physical maturity, so now the individuality of man comes out. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave a specific individuality to a person, and that is a memshala, what he wants to rule. When the Almighty created man, he told him that you're a king. You're a king, Redu. You shall rule. You shall rule on this world. The Aifa Shemaim, at Gasayom, to the birds in the heaven, to the fish in the sea. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I am the Melech HaElyon, I am the king of the upper worlds, and you, man, you're the king of the Eilam HaTachton, of the lower world. He gave man a special nature of being a ruler. That's why we find so many wars in the world all of the time. Because Ein Shnei Melachim Shtamshim B'Keser Echad. You have too many kings. You have too many kings, you have problems. But the nature of man is to rule. This is why of all of the creations that were made, man is the ruler. And this is why of all of the creations, they all walk on all fours, bow down, and man was the only one that could stand upright. Because servants bow, and a king walks upright. So this is the individual nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to man. And that nature comes out only after he reaches a total physical maturity. So when does that come out? It comes out at 20 years old. So therefore, at 20 years old, man all of a sudden has a tremendous ambition to go and conquer. This is a period of life from 20 to 30. He wants to go and conquer the world. Incidentally, this is why man is called a geber. Geber, shereitz lisgaber al acherim. He wants to become stronger than others because he wants to rule over others. It's interesting if you see this nature, especially in man, if you take young children, little girls, you'll put them in a room, you'll lock them up in a room, 3, 4, 5 little girls. And you'll come back a half an hour later, they'll be quietly playing with each other, they'll be cutting out dowels and doing different things like that. You put 4 or 5 little boys in a room and you come back a half an hour later, you'll find the place in shambles. See? Because the nature of man to be a giver, Reitzel is Gaber, each one wants to rule. And therefore, and this comes out at the age of 20 to 30. So therefore, that's the time of pursuit. It's a time of enormous energies, enormous ambition. This is why we find that when it came time to go into the army, it was from 20. The Torah says that at 20 years old, then they can be ready for the tzavah, for the army, because war is pursuit. Many times in the Torah we have where it refers to, it says, for example, that they will pursue you, or you will pursue them. the decade of 30, that brings, the Mishnah tells us, keach. Now what is keach? Keach is strength. But keach actually doesn't come, there's what is known as the guf, the physical body, and then there is what is known as the nefesh. The nefesh is the essence of life that the Almighty gave to the body. That's the inner life of the person. Strength is not determined on the physical frame of the body. Strength, keach, what the Chazal always refers to as keach, is referred to as the inner strength of the body, which comes from the keach of the nefesh. When he's 20, by that time he's reached a physical maturity of the body. But the strength of the nefesh, of this life force that he has in himself, that comes into its maturity a little later. And that's in the life, and that's in the span, the period of time of 30 to 40, when he's 30. This is why we find that by the Levim, it states that they would carry, when they were 30 years old, they would, at 25, that's in our parsha, at 25 they would start to study. And at 30 years old, they would start to carry. And they would, but they wouldn't carry before 30 because they hadn't reached the maturity of their strength yet. And this maturity of strength would last between 30 and 50. So they would be retired at 50. I don't know if today a person reaches the maturity of his strength between 30 and 50. Lots of people complain already when they're 18, 19 years old that it's already, or 20 or 25, it's already starting to get a bit downhill, over the hill. But that's not because of the nature of the body, that's because what we do to the body. That's because of our lifestyles. But according to the way the body was made, from 30 to 50 a person comes to the peak of his keach, and that's the nefesh. Now, a person was given three halokim. He was given the guf, which is the physical body, the physical frame. He was given nefesh, that's the life which was imbued in it. They had internal strength. And then he was given the intellect, the seichel. If from 30 to 40, the keach, the strength, comes to its maturity, so then from 40 on now, it's time for the intellect to come to its maturity. We always find that the more sophisticated something is, the more time it takes to develop. The more primary, the more simple something is, the less time it takes to develop. For example, animals. Animals mature much quicker than people. If you take in people, in a child, you'll see that first he matures physically. Only later on does he start maturing mentally. It comes slower. The more sophisticated, the more complex something is, the longer it takes to reach its maturity, to reach its development. So first a man reaches his physical development, and then the inner strength of the man. And that's from 30 to 40. And now from 40, his mind starts to reach its maturity. And especially when we're dealing with levels which become elevated from this world. So therefore, ben arboim lebino. When he reaches 40, he starts to now reach a maturity of bina. Bina, it would be understanding. Now then, there are three stages which are mentioned now. Ben Arboim Labino, Ben Hamishim Laetzer, Ben Shishim Lazikno. 40 for Bino, which is a type of wisdom, 50 for Eitzer, which is a type of wisdom, and 60 for Zikna, which is a type of wisdom. So again, we're speaking here of three stages of wisdom. And these are the three stages of wisdom that we were speaking about before. That a child when he's 5 or 10 or 15 years old. Except then we were speaking when he started to have the minimal amount of intelligence to be able to study these areas. Here we're speaking about the fulfillment, about a supreme development of these areas. So the child, when he was 5, he was ready to start learning Chumash. When he was 10, he was ready to start learning Mishnah. 15, Gemara. This was just the beginning stage. Now 40, 50, and 60. Man comes to a total development of these areas. Now, Bino, we mentioned before, is Lohavin Dover Mitevtov, to develop and to analyze. So this means that when a person is 40, then he's capable of being a master of the Talmud. Again, we're speaking now of mastering these levels. The Talmud was the pilpul. Lohavin Dover Mitevtov, to develop and to analyze and to expound. So when a person is 40, now he's capable of mastering the Talmud. Because I'll tell you something else also. That when he's 40, it's brought that we have an area of the Torah which is known as the Sod, the secret parts of the Torah. The popular expression for this is called Kabbalah. The Gemara tells us, the Chazal tell us, the Peskim bring, that a person should not ein roi. Actually, the Rambam says the sages refer to this study as the Pardes. They called it as an orchard. The Rambam says ein roi la odom. The kone lichnas the Pardes. It's not befitting for a person to walk into the orchard to taste from its fruit. Achemile kesai belechem abosar, until he's filled his stomach with bread and meat. When should you walk into the garden and eat from the fruit? That's after you have eaten something more substantial. So he says the same thing. He says only after a person has mastered the whole Chumash and the whole Mishnah and the whole Talmud, then should he start tasting the fruit from the Pardes. This is what the Rambam says. But he doesn't give a time limit. Peskim bring, it's Shach and others, Ben Arboim Labino. The Shir is 40 years old. And this would be a reason. Because at 40 now he's capable of mastering the Talmud. So after that 40, he can go and start to taste the fruit of the powders of the secret wisdoms. Well, incidentally, this is the level in years. This means as follows: that if a person he has to master the Talmud first. If a person masters the Talmud at 20, okay, he's still not ready for the powders because he does not have yet that mental maturity to go into the Pardes. Now, it doesn't mean that if a person is 40 and he hasn't mastered the Talmud, then it's ready for him to walk into the orchard. So the Rambam says he has to fill his stomach first with the lechem abosar, with the bread and meat. But if a person has filled his stomach with bread and meat, and let's say he's 25 years old, no, he's still not ready. It would be the same as teaching a child who's 5 years old Mishnah, or teaching a child who's 10 years old Gemara. So he's not ready for it yet. And the Gemara tells us great tragedies that have happened. We mentioned not long ago Gemara and Chagigo, which says Arba Nichnas Lepardes, 4 great rabbis of the Mishnah went into the Pardes. They went to study all of the secrets of the Torah, and one of them died, another one went out of his mind. third one became a kafir, he denied, he went against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and only one went in peace and came out in peace, and that was Rabbi Akiva. So therefore that's why it's brought that must come together with the development of the person, of the total person. And that only starts in this respect at 40 years old. Now, there's a second area of wisdom. And that's what is called Ben Hamishim Le'etzer. When he's 50 years old, then he comes to what is called Eitzer. Now this is important. What does it mean, Eitzer? Now, Eitzer, the popular version of Eitzer, means counsel, advice. But Eitzer is actually referred to as a chokhmah, as a wisdom. But I'll bring something very interesting, that wherever it's brought Eitzer, it's brought Amuka. Eitzer Amuka, depth. Eitzer is a level of wisdom that allows one to understand what is in the depths. What does it mean, what is in the depths? Hane'alom, what is concealed from a person. When something is deep in the water, you cannot see it. Eitzer is a level of wisdom that is given to a person. This, we're speaking about people that will labor to develop their individual abilities. Eitzer is a level of wisdom which is given to the person to see what has till now been concealed. It's very important. You take something that is thrown into the sea. If it's in shallow water, you can see it. If it sinks into the depths, it becomes concealed from people. Eitzer Amukahi, many, many times in the Ksuvi, other places it refers to Eitzer Amuka. Eitzer is the level of wisdom which is given to a person where he can see what was until now concealed. Eitzer Amuka. Belev ish, it's a posuk in Mishlei, Chof. What was concealed till now. This is why we refer to it as advice. When do you go for counsel? When do you go for advice? If you see it, you don't have to go. When a person is in a dilemma, see, he has problems without solutions. He has no solutions because he cannot see the solutions. So therefore he's in a dilemma. So he goes to ask counsel, he goes to ask advice by someone that perhaps sees what he doesn't see. And a person who has reached this level of Eitzer can give him good advice because he can see what he doesn't, what the other one does not see. If it was before him, he wouldn't go and ask for it. Now this shir is Ben Hamishim. This is a further development. The Ben Arboim Labino, when he was 40, he can master the analyzing of something. He can master the Talmud. But he's still not capable of seeing Hanelomim, which is concealed from him. But when he comes to 50, he starts to be able to see what's concealed from him. What was concealed from him before, and what is concealed from other people, he can see. This is a new level of wisdom. This is very important because it states Ben Hamishim. This means that when you ask advice, don't go to young people, because young people are not capable of seeing much more than you are. So what do you need their advice for? Go to older people. You must go to wise people. That's the first thing. So I'll tell us, a person who was a fool when he was young can be a fool when he was old also. If you're a young fool, you can be an old fool. But we're talking about people who labored to develop themselves. When they're older, there are new doors of wisdom open to them. That's why advice always was together with the elders. We'll talk about this in a minute a little more.
Then it says, Ben Samach Lezikno. When he comes to 60, he comes to Zikno. Now Zikno, the Gemara says, Zikno means old, Zokain. But the Gemara tells us that when it says Zikno, it means Zeshikona Chochma. It's referring to wisdom. The elders were always called, the wise were always called Zakenim. This is another level of wisdom now. First came the level where he mastered the analysis. He mastered to develop. Dovre mitech dovre. Then comes another area where all of a sudden things become revealed to him that were concealed till now. That's Eitzer. Now, at 60, a new area is opened up to him. And that's Zikno. A new Shara Chochma, a new gate of wisdom. What is this wisdom? What is he lacking? What is this wisdom that's opened up to him now? At 60. That's one question. A second question we have is, why is there a common word for this wisdom and for old age? Old age is referred to as Zokin. The old age home, it's called Meshim Zakenim. And wisdom, this type of wisdom is referred to as Zokin. Why is there a common word that is shared by both of these areas? The answer is deep. The wisdom that we're referring to here are Dvorim HaNivdolim V'Dvorim HaNifrodim. We're referring here to a wisdom where a person could not see before because they are too far removed from the world. They are too high. We live in a physical world, so we can understand the physical world pretty well. This is the area of science, the area of the study of the physical world or anything that has to do with the physical world. All right, we have a good grasp of it. But when things go beyond the physical world, when they become separated from the physical world, then our grasp starts to weaken because we're physical beings. To understand things which are above this world is very difficult. This is the study of Torah. See, Torah doesn't deal, science deals with the physical nature, and Torah deals with spiritual nature. But this is why Torah is so difficult, because we are physical beings. Our physical being opposes us when we try to understand something which is too elevated. When a person's body starts to weaken, because I'll tell us he can understand things better, because he's not so physical anymore. When his physical elements start to weaken and become less, his mind in respect to understanding things which are beyond the physical realm becomes stronger. And this is Ikma. When a person reaches 60, then the physical strength, physical powers start to weaken. They start to diminish. Hand in hand, the mental powers, in particular those mental powers that were trying to understand things above the physical world, but because he was a physical being, he was being opposed, his understanding was difficult of it, that becomes stronger. This is why the same word covers both areas, because it's one is linked with the other. Zikna, when one starts to age and the physical powers in him become weaker, then the spiritual intellect becomes stronger. That's why an old person is called a Zokain and a wise person is called a Zokain. So this is the level of wisdom that we're referring to now, that a person reaches in the period of between 60 and 70 years, where he can understand things now that are far above this world and far detached from this world. This is what the Gemara tells us. Is the Gemara tells us at the end of Masechta Kinim, Talmidei Chachomim Kol Zman Shemaskinim Daita Nosefes Aleihem. Someone who has learned Torah all of his life, generally people when they get older deteriorate. If someone was a good mechanic when he was young, he's not such a good mechanic when he's older. If someone was a very, very good doctor when he was young, he's not such a good doctor when he's older. If someone was a good, outstanding athlete, a trackman or a golfer when he was young, but when he's older, they have to make a special league for him in order to make the competition fair. His eyesight becomes a little less, his hands, his accuracy is not so much, and so forth and so on. But Talmidei Chachomim, if someone was a Talmud Chochom when he was young, and he keeps learning, then he'll be a greater Talmud Chochom when he's old. Just contrary to human nature. Talmidei Chachomim calls man shemaskinim daite nesefes alehim. Talmidei Chachomim, the older they get, the better they get. Why is that? Because the Talmidei Chachomim are dealing not in the physical level, they're dealing in the spiritual level. Physical level deteriorates, this we know. But the spiritual level does not. The mind itself does not deteriorate. And the mind that tries to comprehend what's above this world, and the physical world, and if his physical powers stand against him, when they start to deteriorate, that becomes better. Therefore, Talmidei Chachomim, Bizman Shem Maskinim, when they get older, Daita Neseches Aleihem. This is why we always found that it's very common that you'll have the great Talmidei Chachomim of the generation, the ones that can give the best advice and the best authorities at Halacha and so forth and so on. They're 70 years old, 80 years old, 90 years old. You don't find that in other areas. See, in other areas of life, you don't find that. By that time, they've been turned out to pasture. But here, 70, 80, 90. Because Talmidei Chachomim calls man shemaskim in daita nesefes aleihem. There's a Mishnah also in Masechta Avos, in Perek Dalet. In Perek Dalet, Mishnah Chof Beis. Rabbi Yisrael ben Rabbi Yehuda ish kfar Bavli Eimer. Haleimeid min aktani. Someone who comes to learn from children, to learn from young people. He wants to take advice or take direction from young people. L'mahu deimer. What is he similar to? L'echel anovim keheis v'shoy seyai migite. He is similar to a person who's eating unripe grapes, or who is drinking wine from the vat before it's matured. you eat unripe grapes. This is what is known as sour grapes. it's not. They don't taste very good. Not only they don't taste very good. That sarlay. It pains a person to eat unripe grapes. You drink wine before it's matured. It's like vinegar. So, when you go to young people for direction, for wisdom, you should know it's the same as eating unripe grapes and drinking wine, which is like vinegar. But if you go to the zakenim, to the elders, for advice and wisdom, lamahu deima la'echel anovim b'shuleis v'sheisi yayin yoshu. That's like eating grapes which are ripe, they become sweet, and drinking old wine. States Talmidei Chachomim are like wine. The older the wine gets, the better it is. The same with the Talmud Chochom. So the Maral explains. He says it's an exact comparison. The grape has a physical body, the grape. The wine, what is the wine? He says, wine in general is something which is a phenomena.
Because we're not speaking about grape juice. If you take the grape and merely squeeze out the juice, right, that's the juice that was in the grape when you had the grape. You haven't created anything new. But the wine was not in the grape. You have to, the juice has to come out. It has to go through a fermentation process, a whole scientific fermentation process. And all of a sudden, something new develops, which becomes wine. That was not what you squeezed out of the grape. It was in the grape, but it was in the most innermost parts of the juice of the grape. So wine is a phenomenon. This is a whole process, a scientific process of of fermentation and so forth. Now, when does this happen? When does this wine perfect itself? Come into maturity. When it's immature, it's either just the juice of the grape or it's vinegar. When does it come into maturity? It says only, he says, only when the physical body of the grape deteriorates. The physical body of the grape has to deteriorate, and then the wine comes into its maturity. This is the same as the wisdom of the Torah. The wisdom of the Torah is embodied in the soul of the person. But it's panimi. It's in the innermost chambers of the soul of the person. You can't squeeze it out of the person. When will it mature? It comes into its greatness of maturity, its perfection of maturity, with the deterioration of the physical body of the person, because the soul is trapped. See? The soul is from a spiritual world and the body is from the physical world. It's trapped. So therefore, the older a person becomes and there's a deterioration of the physical body, the greater the wine of the soul becomes. Therefore, Tabi de Chachomim calls man shemaskinim, the older they become, daita nisefes aleihem, the mind becomes better. Just contrary to the physical area of man. This is in the same with wine. Therefore, haleimei minaktani, if you come and you learn from young people, the young people, they cannot teach you this. So it's like eating grapes, which have not matured yet, or drinking wine, which is not matured. Sour grapes and vinegar. Alemin min azakenim. If you come and you learn from the elders, then it's like eating grapes which are matured and drinking wine, yain yoshen, old wine. Actually, the numerical value, the gematria of yain, the Gemara tells us, is 70. 70. It's interesting. The gematria of sod, is also 70. Sod means secrets. There's a link, because the yain is the wine is the secrets of the grape, and the sod, this is the secret of secrets of the person. That's why it states when a person starts to drink, he starts to lose his inhibitions and the inner secrets come out from him. But basically it refers to the secrets of the Torah that's in him. So this is the period of time of Zikta. This is very important because unfortunately the world that we live in becomes too heavily influenced by youth. It's just the opposite. Instead of the elders giving the advice, the youth give the advice. Instead of the elders leading, the youth lead. Sociologists are writing, you know, one can ask a question, the world has gone crazy, values have gone crazy. And you see an enormous amount of the values in the world today are geared for young people. The type of music, the type of things that are clothing, or the hairstyles, dancings, whatever it is. It was basically geared for the youth. And this was something that sociologists have dealt with. Why? See, why is it? Who's setting the pace? Majority of entertainments in the world, of programs on television, or movies, or so forth, are geared for young people. Sociologists are wondering this problem. Why are they setting the pace? And everything follows. This has started, this came about in the 60s. It started in the 60s. And there's been interesting theories written on it. And recently they've been writing that this is a stage that is going to pass out of the world at this point. Why? Now, the West is known as a consumer civilization. Consumerism is probably the most powerful element in Western civilization, and probably the most powerful impact, an influential impact on the thinking of people, is your advertising industry. There's nothing that can have an impact on the thinking of people like the advertising industry of the West. Now that is determined by profits. If someone can sell something for 1,000 rand, so then he can budget 200 rand for advertising. If someone can sell something for 1,000,000 rand, so he can budget 100,000 rand for advertising. If you can sell for billions, then you can budget millions for advertising. So the sociologist writes that since the Second World War, right after the Second World War, two things happened. There was known what was known as the baby boom, a great increase in the population birth rate after the Second World War. We came into an era of affluency, an era of wealth. And a large portion of this money fell into the hands of the youth. So during the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, as this youth grew up, they grew up into the teens or into young adulthood, they had in their hands an enormous amount of money. So the consumerism of the West aimed themselves at this money and at this youth. And followed that was all of the advertising industry. And therefore the whole lifestyle began to, market forces took hold, and the whole lifestyle started to aim towards this youth, and this is what happened. But they write that it's shifting, because today the baby boom is over. Those people now are already entering middle age or older. And the population growth has diminished tremendously, which means that the amount of monies in the hands of the youth has diminished. And already marketing has changed now. And they say the trends have already changed. There's much more marketing now going into more eloquent and sophisticated things, for example, like good paintings, or good clothing, or good carpeting, or high-class entertainment, and so forth and so on. But this is all because of the consumer environment that we live in. See, people will sell whatever the people will buy. If there are market forces, and if there's customers, so then they will aim for it. And there were too many young customers with too much money in their hands, and the whole market forces turned in that direction. At any rate, but this was a situation where the young were leading. And you also, another big problem was there was a tremendous amount on campuses. In the earlier generations, the campuses were not that large, because not many, many youth could not afford to go to campus. They didn't have the money. So they couldn't go to campus. And if they went, many went to night school. Or they had to learn other ways. And even those that went didn't have so much money. But in the last 20, 30 years, the campus has boomed. All type of young people on campuses with their pockets full with money. They had very small obligations, a lot of time on their hands. So you had a situation that we've seen. Now, this is all what the Chazal is telling us, that halemin mina yelodim, that if you let them lead the way, then you're going to get a situation of sour grapes and a vinegar. And now we have Ben Shivim L'Seva. Ben Shivim L'Seva is when he's 70 years old, he has reached, what I'll bring Seva comes from the word sphere, a total satisfaction. Sphere comes from the word Sheva, the seventh day, just like we find on Shabbos is the seventh day. And that's a day of satisfaction. That's a day where a person has climbed and climbed and climbed, and now it's full. And that's why we find satisfaction on Shabbos. The same thing is it. The same thing when a person reaches 70 years old now, so he reaches satisfaction, a fullness. Accordingly, there should be that a person when he's 70 should have a different, a relaxation about him, a peace of mind, a fullness. Because, like we brought, basically everyone is given 70 years. Ben Shmeinim L'Gvuris, if a person is given an extraordinary amount of strength, then he reaches 80. Ben Tishim L'Shuach, when he's 90, now he starts to bend over. This is very interesting. Why does he bend over? We mentioned, why does man stand straight? Because he was made as a king. And a king stands straight, and all the servants bow. So therefore, all of the creations bow to him. But when he's 90, and he comes now into the last decade of his life, this is the last decade of his kingdom. And his kingdom starts to become somewhat shaky. So therefore, physically, no longer can he walk so upright and stand straight, but he starts to bow. That's the sign that he's coming to the end of his malchus, to the end of his empire. Ben Meir, when he reaches 100, then it's ki'ilu meis. Then he's gone through a total lifespan of his life, and the ovar abotel min ha'olam, and it's as if he's left the world. So these are the periods of life that man has given. What is important to know is, firstly, man must grow. He's put into this world to achieve and to grow. All of the time, as long as he's in this world. Till 100 years old, he's given the opportunity to live and to grow. Secondly, it's important to know that there are different life stages. When you get older, you realize, you know, that there's nothing that's going to stay forever. Many times when you're young and you think that you're in a certain situation and this is how life is going to be forever, when you get a little older, you realize, no, life is constantly changing, it's constantly flux. A person goes from one decade to another, he goes from one period to another. But he should try to understand himself and what his abilities are in order that he can utilize every period to its maximum. And if he utilizes it every period to its maximum, then he'll have a fullness of life and a fullness of achievement, be'ezus Hashem.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085 and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020 Johannesburg, South Africa.